I don't know, she's got a good chance to win, and she's relatively centrist compared to every other candidate.
To vote for my personal friend, Donald Trump.
We really need somebody to go in who has the strength to make changes.
This is USA Radio News, breaking news online at usaradio.com.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Have you been to conservativetribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to conservativetribune.com. That's conservativetribune.com.
Hillary Clinton cast her vote for president in Westchester County, New York today. More from correspondent Mitch Leiby, who was there.
The Clintons were out early, greeted by several dozen supporters and prospective voters. They had no trouble casting their ballots, and afterwards, Mrs. Clinton spoke briefly with reporters.
I'm so excited about both campaigning here in New York, voting here in New York, and I love New York, and this has been a joy.
Clinton is expected to win New York's primary, but opponent Bernie Sanders is predicting an upset. Mitch Leiby, New York.
Senator Ted Cruz is spending today campaigning in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Senator Mitch McConnell says he thinks it will take at least two ballots at the GOP convention to determine who the nominee is going to be. The Kentucky Republican noted that if there's a second ballot, 60% of the delegates are then free to do whatever they want. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
Actress Doris Roberts has died, and her longtime television family is in mourning, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Her co-stars on Everybody Loves Raymond remembering Roberts, who passed away over the weekend at the age of 90.
Marie, you're looking wonderful.
I just think I look a wreck. I've been helping Deborah cook. You can imagine.
Ray Romano saying the actress had an energy and a spirit that amazed him, and that she had such a grand love for life and people. Patricia Heaton played Romano's wife and Robert's daughter-in-law. She posted a photo of herself with Roberts on Twitter, saying she learned a lot from her. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More of America's seniors are using social media. New data from the Pew Research Center finds that the number of people 65 and older using social media has more than tripled since 2010. Former Chicago White Sox first baseman Adam LaRoche says he has no regrets walking away from baseball. The 36-year-old tells ABC News that the dispute with the team over the presence of his 14-year-old son at the ballpark each day hasn't been the end of the world. LaRoche elected to retire last month after management told him to scale back the amount of time Drake was spending around the team. He left $13 million on the table by doing so. This is USA Radio News. Breaking news online at usaradio.com.
Hey, it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. We're going to get started in a few minutes. Before we do, we're going to play a few words from some of our paid commercials. I'll be right back with you. We've got an exciting guest today, and we're going to talk about some of the real estate trends that we're seeing in Hunterdon County and how they affect you. Be back in a few. Thank you.
Good morning. morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. I'm going to give you a little about my background in about 10 seconds, but first I'm going to tell you what's happening weather-wise. We're looking at in the 60s, the 70s for the balance of the week, a little bit of rain on Friday. We're going to go down into the 50s and 40s, and I think the rain's well needed. I understand we haven't had heavy rain in a couple of weeks, so let's get those Mayflowers popping through with it. So we're going to play one more commercial, which is a little about my background, and I'm going to get on the phone on the air with Paul Crispin, and we're going to talk about real estate.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and I'm back. I'm with Weikert in Clinton. If you take a look at my business card and my internet site, you'll see that I help you achieve your goals and dreams. I do that from a real estate viewpoint, and I do it across both Hunterdon and Somerset County. So my uniqueness is that I meet a lot of people that aren't sure if they want to be in Hunterdon and Somerset, and I help them make up their minds. I mean, we both counties have a lot to offer, and understanding the salient differences between the two is something that takes a bit of experience and expertise, and that's where I fit in. I'm sitting here today with Paul Christman, who is my manager at Weikert. Paul, say hello.
Hello there.
Hey, sounds good. So we're going to talk with Paul. Paul was at the corporate offices of Weikert for a long time, and I'll let him tell you a little about that. So we're going to go into his background, and then we're going to start talking about some of the real estate trends that we have both in the general industry and in this area of New Jersey. So let's get started. Paul, give us a little about your background.
Yeah, well, I've been with Weikert Realtors now for February 16th was 43 years. And I started as an associate agent in our Chester, New Jersey office back in 1973. And I was the ninth person to join Jim. And it was just so exciting to be out there and pioneering.
Wow. And how many people are with Weikert today?
Well, we're about 7,000 associates.
7,000, and that's with Weikert companies, and then there's Weikert franchises on top of that?
Yes, Joe.
Wow, because I know when I've driven down to the Florida state line and back just looking for places to retire in the past, I've seen Weikert offices all over the place, and then I've discovered a lot of those are the Weikert name, but a franchise being run with Weikert sort of disciplines, but at the same time not wholly owned by Weikert.
That's right. They're the Weikert franchise, as we always refer to, within the footprint, which is a seven-state area, Joe.
Right.
That's where the family-owned companies are, and then the franchises are outside, stretching, you know, all the way out to California.
So the seven states would be New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania,
Connecticut,
Delaware, Maryland,
D.C.,
Virginia.
And into Virginia.
That's right. You spent a lot of time
right down
in Virginia.
Into Fredericksburg.
Wow.
Yeah,
good Civil War area. Fredericksburg rocks. I mean, Fredericksburg is about halfway between Washington and then the capital of the South, which was Richmond. And I know if you turn right at we've got relatives over in Lake Louisa in Louisa County over there, which is where the earthquake was about 3 or 4 years ago. And it's just steeped with history down there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And it's not to get too digressed here, it's they speak a different language down there. You get off the main road, I know we were both speaking English, but we weren't communicating. You don't have to go far to get into bib overall. And there's nothing wrong with that, as Mr. Seinfeld will say, but it's a different way of life.
That's right.
So what is the thing you're seeing changing the most in the last 12 months in real estate?
Well, I think it's, you know, interest rates are still and have been very, very good. I mean,
right.
that is not an issue. But I think buyer confidence comes into play. It's getting people off the dime to make decisions. Our first-time home buyers, they certainly want everybody. Isn't it exciting when somebody buys their first property?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they just, they're like walking on air, and they feel so good about what they're doing. And I think, you know, with the economy getting stronger all the time, and I think not only when it gets stronger, people feeling buyer confidence is there. That's what helps us.
I think buyer confidence is probably the strongest thing going. I mean, we look at interest. Interest is 3.5% right now. That's great. I mean, if you really take a look at what interest has been, yeah, we've been all the way up into the 20s when Jimmy Carter was around, and we're all the way back into the not much lower than this, but it's bobbled around of half a point up, half a point down. But at 3.5%, it's a steal. And if we just go from 3.5% to 4.5%, which is what is forecasted to do over the next year, people will lose almost 10% of their buying power. So just the interest alone is, in effect, going to cost them. And then secondly, the more popular prices are rising. And if you add the two together, It's sort of developing a frenzy out there. Is that the right word?
I think it is, Joe. I mean, you know, until you come into the marketplace, you do not know how good the market is. And when I say how good the market is, people would say, well, it's a buyer's market.
Right.
It's a buyer's market in the higher end. In your more normal average price ranges that we sell so much of, it has turned to a seller's market.
Absolutely. I just went through this yesterday when we made an offer, and we walked the house Sunday night at 7 o'clock. I mean, a typical day, I'll tell you how good it is in real estate. I started out by showing houses at 10 o'clock on Sunday, did a listing appointment at noon, did an open house from 1 to 4, did another listing appointment at 5, and then went and showed houses again at 7 o'clock. We walked for a house down near Montgomery in Somerset County in Hillsborough, and the house was listed at $765,000. I looked at this buyer, and I said to them, you're going to have to go above asking on this. Right out of the chute, it's going to be gone tomorrow, and it was. And we're still in the running, but it's that kind of a market, and it depends where you are now. If you had a 765 here in Clinton Township, it'd probably be sitting for 3 or 4 months. But this house just came on the market, and it's already got multiple offers.
Right. And I think, you know, Joe, there are the type of things in today's marketplace that we try to get you prepared for as early on as possible, so you're comfortable when you say to them, this is what you're going to have to do, that this is right. what I told you that we were going to have to be doing, because we're not trying to put pressure on you. We want you to get the property. Who will feel the worst if you don't get it is you.
Absolutely.
We're going to end up selling your home somewhere, right?
Absolutely. I have two different sets of buyers right now that have lost out on two other homes. They're going to make this one work. And it's not so much desperation as it is they don't like losing. And everybody's that way. If you lose to somebody else because they outbid you or outmaneuvered you in their offer, and sometimes their offer is more cash, sometimes their offer is a better mortgage condition, sometimes their offer is they can close quicker or later, depending how the other person that's selling has to go, you don't want to lose a second time or a third time. So you get a little more aggressive, and then it winds up costing you a little more money. But take a look at a little more money. If you were to go another $10,000 or $15,000 on a $750,000 house, we're talking about $5 a thousand, so $10,000 is $50 a month. To get the house you want, it's a drop in a bucket. You're probably going to get a third of that back in taxes anyway. So it's really not 30. It's only 20. So it doesn't add up to, based in the grand scheme of things, if you want a house and you want a certain house and you want in a certain area, you're going to pay for it. And there's nothing wrong with that because the price is going to go up. We're looking at probably a 4% per year for the next 4 years. Now to 2020, you compound that out, it's probably 17.5%, 18% compounded rise. And the lower your price point or the hotter the town, the more it's going up. I heard Jeff Otto say, if you're in a town with a train station in it,
oh my gosh,
20% premium
sure,
right now.
Sure.
So what else would you think is, when we take a look at some of the factors driving the market, interest is one. It seems to me supply is a big issue.
Supply has been a very big issue. And again, based on the different price points, if there's more inventory, then it's going to be more of the buyer's market. If it's less, and when you say less right now, you look at under $400,000, you got to move on them.
Right.
Got to move on them, Joe. You know... I say, you know that best of all.
Well, I do my business between the two counties, and they are two different counties. I mean, if you take a look at what's happening in Hunterdon County, our average price point last month was $431,000. If you take a look at Somerset, it was $460,000. It's typically about 18%, so that's not quite the typical difference. But the real difference between the two counties, if you look at Hunterdon County with 4 to 6 months being your average sale, that's like a normal market, we were under those numbers all the way up until you got into the fives, and we got the 7 months, we got the sixes, got the 12 months. Look at the same thing over in Somerset County, and you go all the way up to the eights before you get out of the 4 months. So Somerset is where people want to live and go to New York. But it's an interesting statistic that only 8% of them go all the way to New York. Hunterdon is a second choice, and what Hunterdon adds to your choice factor is the fact that you're going to commute a little longer. So you've got this beautiful bucolic turn left at the horses, right at the cows kind of lifestyle, but it takes you another 15 minutes each way. And if two people are commuting, that's about an hour a day. People will do that for the right house. And then the second thing they discover as they come into Hunterdon is that it's cheaper and it's a better quality of life. It's not so dense as you might see in Somerset County. Now, you live in Somerset County, and
Somerset County.
There's some really gorgeous high-end areas of Somerset County, but there's some really compact areas, like Bridgewater is the most sought after right now.
Very popular.
And it's pretty dense, but what we're discovering is that as the ethnic groups come in, that the density doesn't matter as much. They're used to living in more dense areas, either from their home country or from where they just came from, which was probably the city.
So I look at it from a smaller scale first, but I'll give the marketplace the credit for reaching and doing some of the numbers we do. I looked at our first quarter Our first quarter, we were up about 15% over last year. So when you say, what do you see? I see more things selling. I always say listings equal revenue units because the market is moving.
Right.
We're about one for one. So one comes on, one goes off.
Well, I know I've been in the business about 12 years professionally, and before that as an investor. And what I'm witnessing is people, it's a little of the interest, it's a little of the prices starting to go up, but it's a lot of just what you said, buyer confidence. We look at foot traffic coming through open houses. Foot traffic is definitely up. I can't say every open house is a winner, but most are. And when I listed a house, we were just on a phone today with the other agent on the way down to the station, in Reddington, and we listed it at $270,000, one of the hottest price points going. That house took about 5 or 6 weeks to sell, but the first open house, I had 19 people at it. 19 people.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, my record's 29. I had a $1 million farm in Tewksbury once, where about more people came to see the cows and horses than the property. It's that kind of a market. So the really, really, really sought-after price points, and if you think about it, we're hearing that the first-time buyers are probably about 50-plus percent of the market right now. But the first-time buyers aren't what they used to be. They used to buy in a 150 to 250 range. I have first-time buyers shopping at $500,000 because they've waited, they've accumulated, they're both working, they're both feeling more confident, and it's not an issue. So we're seeing the foot traffic. We're seeing the attendance at the open houses. We still have another part of the story in Hunterdon County, which is the and New Jersey in general, which is the stressed inventory. How do you see that playing in?
Well, based on the inventory that we have, we still have a lot of inventory that's going to go into that.
Right.
We still have a lot of properties as that people are still underwater on.
Yep.
So those properties are still going to be, as we're talking to them, they're getting closer to being more of a break-even, and it's easier to make a decision to put it on the market and get it sold. That's what we're seeing more in the higher, and so many of the people that we're seeing right now are saying, I'm going to sell it, and yet I have to. I just want to get out now.
Yep. Well, I know one of the most heartbreaking things for me as a realtor is to go in on a listing presentation and have to tell a person he's underwater. It hurts. It hurts because they're people. And I just had this happen where the guy, I walked in and I said, well, what do you think at price-wise? And he's saying, if I can get out of here at 180, I'm gone. And I'm saying, I got hard news to tell you. It's not going to happen. And I will go home and do my homework and come back and show you how. But we priced this house out more like at 135. And he owed 150 a shot. He breaks even at 150. So what those people are doing is they're waiting till the price comes up. And as I said, it's going to come up 17.5% over the next 4 years, maybe 20 if you're in a good price point, maybe not at all if you're in a higher price point. Then those people can sell. But what typically has happened is they bought high in the 2005 to 2008 range, the peak of the market when it started to come down, and they then are now looking to sell. And although we dropped 33% and got half of it back, we're still 16-17% off. Get into Somerset County, it's more like 10% off. So it's better the further east you go. Another thing that we're seeing is that the money, the movement in the stressed properties is moving in the right direction. We were sitting a year ago at 1 out of 11 people were 90 days behind their payments in New Jersey. We're now sitting 1 out of 13. But if you take a look at that, that's still a hell of a lot of people. We had 77,000 foreclosure filings in New Jersey last year. We're going to have 67,000. We're moving in the right direction. It's still 67,000 tragedies. And if anybody out there hasn't watched The Big Short, watch it. It's, first of all, very entertaining and fast-moving, but secondly, it is unbelievable how we got to where we are on that. But you take a look at Hunterdon and Somerset, which are probably one and two, depending on a month of the year, most affluent counties in the country. We didn't get hurt as bad with that, but we still have our share. And we have our share mostly in the lower-end housing. Now, we see some in the higher-end housing, but people, I'm seeing it a lot more in the twos and threes than I'm seeing it in the sevens and eights.
So, Joe, that, you know, having been down in Virginia for a year and a half,
right.
And, you know, I used to oversee all that area anyhow, but back in 2005, they were the first really to get hit hard.
Wow.
And, I mean, like Loudoun County in Virginia was one of the areas that, I mean, it just got absolutely crushed. But the difference is that down there, when people don't make their payments after 3 months, they're out of their properties.
Yep.
They take them.
Yep.
So they cleared out. They had an awful lot of them, but they cleared out. And really, you don't have people underwater anymore there.
Or in Nevada or California,
yeah,
because
right.
They're not judicial states. It's great to be in a judicial state because you've got to go in front of a judge, and judge is going to rule in favor of the family. So he's not going to put families on the street, he or she. But if, depending on the state you're in, this is over with. And in our state, it's got a long way to go, just for the reasons why. Now, most of the distressed properties are in the outlying areas from New York and in the areas hit hardest by the hurricanes. I don't know if the Jersey Shore will ever come back. I mean, it's a big issue down there. But we still have them. And when people want to go out and look at houses and they're saying, I think I want to see a short sale, I said, I don't think you do. Well, why not? I think I can save money. And I'm saying you used to be able to save 20%, maybe 25%. Now it's more like 5%, but you have to buy the house as is. You have to pay for everything up front, including attorney review, including inspections, and then the bank can sell it out from under you right at the end, and the process could take a year or two. Is that what you really – no, no, I didn't know that. And that's where the industry expertise comes into play. Short sale means when you sign a mortgage, you say that if I don't make my payments within 2 or 3 months, you have the right to start a list pendant, which is a libel suit pending in Latin, and that means they're going to start the foreclosure process. But you keep making your payments. They don't bother you because they got bigger fish to fry. They got people that 8, 10, 12 months behind. But eventually, 94% of everybody that's missed their second or third payment is going to hit the wall unless the value comes back in their house and they can sell it. So they're going to hit the market. A short sale cycle in New Jersey is typically 8 months from the time you make the offer to the time you close on a house. And then if it can't be short sale, it becomes either a deed in lieu where they sign it back to the bank, or the bank just takes it back in a hostile activity on the courtroom steps. And they become REOs or bank-owned properties, and then the bank, who's not really good at it, refurbs it over a year, and they may sit dormant. And they're the ones you see at the grass up to the doorknob as you drive by. They're probably bank-owned properties. So we have our share, and they sort of help offset the fact that we don't have enough inventory, and I think that's a key factor for us. If you were a seller and you were thinking about selling, but you were thinking that, well, maybe I'll wait till the price comes back to 100%, what would you be your thoughts?
Joe, let me just digress for a second.
Yep.
Because before you were saying that, the reason why a lot of people would not put their property on the market was because of the shortage of inventory, and they were afraid if they put their house on the market, they weren't going to be able to find something.
Right.
You know? And so, like right now, we're starting to see a good amount of inventory coming on, but it's moving.
It is.
But it is moving. So, you know, that's it's thriving right now.
But I think one of the things that I notice with people is they saw the price of their house. I know mine was, it wasn't the biggest house in the world, but it was appraised over $800,000. But when I finally sold it, it was only $650,000, and it was dropping. Today, it's probably $550,000. I got out and saved $100,000 in the middle. People say, well, I'm going to wait till it comes back. And I say, well, why do you want to do that? Because that was an inflationary price anyway. And if you're going to buy a bigger house, that one's dropped the same amount. So you're going to get the advantage by moving
up. You make the advantage on the buy up.
Yeah, but there's no time like the present to sell a house. We have buyers that are sitting there, what I call lurking. They're waiting for the right house to come on. The day it's come on, I've done 3 of them already this year. We bought the house the day it came on because finally the right house came on. And they're under contract. They're living in that house in a month or two. And then that person is going on and either right-sizing or upsizing, depending what they want to do.
But, you know, so Joe, just the whole concept of some of that. When people talk about putting their house on the market, they say to you, well, you know, Joe, we don't have to sell our home.
I love that.
Right? Well, we don't. You know, honestly, when you think like that, you usually don't. And the truth of the matter is, if you properly price your home, and it goes on the market and it sells in a couple days, you say, gee, we underpriced it. No, you priced it properly because it got a home gets its best exposure in the first 30 days, more so than the next 90.
Right.
So a lot of times you say, well, Joe, we can try it a little higher though, right? We can always come down. The problem is early on when you do that, that's when the home is getting its best exposure and you're not having it at the right price.
Right. It's an
age-old. But it sounds good.
It sounds good.
It sounds good. It's just not real. And that's why when you deal with a professional like yourself, you educate them because people say, well, we can do this. And a lot of times people say, oh, yeah, we can do that. It's going down the wrong path.
Absolutely. And I tell all my customers right up front, whether they be buyers or sellers, that I'm going to tell you what you need to know, not what you want to know, because
that's right.
I'd be doing a disservice to just fill your head full of wrong information. The other thing I find that my customers say to me is, you understand the business process really well. I came out of the commercial world. I was in high-end sales. I understand people. I understand sales. And if you guys are out there thinking about buying or selling in the next year, we probably should be talking now, because most of the customers that I deal with, we get started. It heats up, it tapers off, it heats up, it tapers off, and then eventually we do a transaction together. My style is casual and informative. I subscribe to a lot of information that you can't get on your own, so we can take that vast amount of stuff you found on the internet, pare it down to some information that's here's what you need to understand and here's what you need to supplement with it, and I can help you reach the right decisions. Once again, it's Joe Peters at Weichert. We're going to cut to a few commercials. I'm talking with Paul Christman of Weichert as well, and we'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
So that was Jeannie Aversa. She's with Patton Hyde. Jeannie was on our show about 2 weeks ago, and just this morning I did a Facebook post with her interview, and that's on my 55 Plus channel. So if you go to jpeters.com, that's my name, J, like in Joe, Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S.com, you'll see there's a 55 Plus drop-down. If you go to the 55 Plus drop-down, you'll see I have all my prior radio shows recorded. One of the things I'm involved in this year is I'm involved in the Leadership Hunterdon program, where we take 8 or 9 of our people throughout the county, different walks of life, and we drop them through the various sectors of what's going on in the county: police, education, hospitalization, education, law enforcement. And I met Jeannie in one of our small business ones, and we got to talk, and I said, would you like to come on my show and talk about it? So there's one there on that. I'm also involved in the areas of welfare, not welfare, but social services that's available in the county. And we've had Linda come on, Linda Bryant, and talk about trauma and head injury. And she is actually running the memory center for the county, and she can help you evaluate whether or not what you're starting to witness is a problem or just you're worrying about things. And she says, get involved quick. Let's understand it, and let's take the proper steps. So I try to keep very involved in the county. I like to do a real estate show 1 week, and then the second week I do a 55+. Next week's show is going to be Tom from the Anita's Angels, which is an aging in place. He brings people into your house so that your elders can retire where they're at and not have to go into another facility, and then help you make that transition should that need come up. Only about 7% of our aging population in Hunterdon County move on to an assisted care. And assisted care is a much different direction. Aging in place is what people would prefer, and as long as you've got some family and some assets, we're going to talk about how we can do that. But today we're talking about real estate, so let's get back. And we've got Paul Christman here from the Weikert Organization. I answer into Paul in the Weikert Clinton office. And although my office is in Clinton, I don't put that on my business card because I do business all across Hunterdon and Somerset. I've actually ran open houses in 4 counties at once. I had to cancel one of them because that house sold so quick. But I've had one in Morris County, Hunterdon County, Somerset County, and Middlesex all at the same time. But most of my business, 95%, is between Hunterdon and Somerset County. So, Paul, what, listening to the tone of the conversation that we've gone through for the last 30 minutes, what is the areas or are the areas that you'd like to emphasize at this point in time?
Well, I think this is that buying a home, it is a major process, and it's more complicated today than it's ever
absolutely
been. More complicated. So if you're a first-time home buyer, you wouldn't it's whatever it is. If you've bought a home before, you'll find it's not the same. It's totally different. But you want to make sure you get a pro like Joe who explains to you right from the beginning whether you're going to be listing your home or selling your home. Obviously, it's very important if you're going to be buying up. You got to know what your home is worth, because that's the chain event that always starts. When you got to tell me, I thought it was worth 280. Well, it's not really worth 280. It's only worth 250.
Right.
Can you still buy for 3.25 now? Joe will tell you that. And that's so important to be able to sit down and start that cycle. When buying a home today, is more difficult than it's ever been. There's a lot of process. Explaining to somebody before you ever go out to look at homes is very important. Everyone's always, they can't wait to go out and look at houses.
Right.
They go onto the internet. They I see a property. You know, tell me about it. You want to go look at it? Yep. And we will get around to looking at that property. In fact, why did you call on that property, Joe? And we try to find that out, because so many times that property that you called on is now sold.
Right.
Right. So I want to know that other types of properties, because we will find that other type of property and meet your needs so you can purchase. But explaining to you the whole buying process is so important. You know, from the time that you sign a contract to having a home inspection. Home inspections are something that, you know, you always would have. You're going to have an appraisal because you're going to have a mortgage. And there are things that can happen with that whole process that when they go one way or another, if you haven't had it explained to you that on a home inspection, you're not buying a new home usually, right?
Right.
So there are things that could go wrong. Well, let's talk about that and how we would deal with that. You know, it doesn't mean, oh gosh, I don't want to buy the house now because there's a problem with the windows.
Right, you know? Right.
So,
there's a lot to it. I call myself Joe Glue a lot of time. You know, it's like I hold both ends together. And without a realtor, I mean, if you take a look at people who are trying to sell a house on their own, they call them for sale by owners, or FSBOs for short. And the number one reason that the house never sells is that the people get this false pride between them, and one's upset at the other. And if you observe a real estate transaction, I will tell you 95% of the time my buyers and sellers don't meet each other till the closing table. The real estate agent on both sides is what's making this transaction happen because there's no emotions. We've been through it 100 times before. I've sold several hundred houses. No matter what you've come up with, I've probably seen it, although somebody came up with a new one last month. I've been through it. I've got seven ways to resolve it. And that's where a real estate agent comes in. So if you're buying a house, it costs absolutely nothing to use a real estate agent. The selling party is going to pay the commission on a house. It's just the way it works in New Jersey. If you're selling a house, well, then the real estate agent should bring you enough expertise to the table that you can sell it quicker or at more price or both to the point where it's going to more than make up for the amount that that person is asking you to pay them in commission. And a commission gets split four different ways at the end of the day, so it doesn't all go to the person you're talking to. But one of the things I try to do when I go out and list a house is I do four different things that I think is different. Some of our agents do one or two of these. Joe's probably the only guy that does all four. But first thing I do is I bring in a professional stager, complimentary. This person's going to come and do a walk and talk with you, and they're going to go through your house and tell you what they think needs to be done. Now, they sell services. You may want to buy some services, but you don't have to. That's on me. The second thing I do is a professional house cleaning from top to bottom. Your house is going to sparkle for that first. I have a woman that can clean shower stalls like you've never seen in your life. She doesn't speak much English, but she understands all Joe. And when I point at a shower, she knows what to do, and it's going to sparkle. So you're going to get that gook that you can never get out on your own. She'll have it gone in 10 minutes. Third thing I do, when the stager is complete, I have her do professional photography for me. So your house will have pictures that's going to draw people to your house. And that's key, because if you're going to be on a page with eight of our houses, you want to be the one they want to look at. And professional photography will do it. And then the last thing, we have a wonderful, wonderful department in Weichert called Doors. I'm not sure how it got that name, but they do all of our marketing. And we're going to produce a brochure that when they go home and they've looked at seven or eight houses today, you're going to have the best-looking brochure, which is going to make them want to know more about your house. So I do that as a set of services, and it's a proven methodology. And what a methodology is, if you're not familiar with it, it's like the side of a Betty Crocker box. If you follow one through eight, you're going to have a reasonably good cake. Not a great cake, not a bad cake. It's just here's the method to make the cake. I have a method of selling houses, and it works for me. You can check my references out and see how people have found how it's worked for them. And it helps you get more money, sell quicker, and have a little more fun, a little less stress. I think one of the things I try to do is take those bumps out of the roller coaster ride. It should be smooth and seamless to you. And, well, I'm talking about myself. I've got Paul here. I want him to talk a little bit. So enough about me.
Joe, to your point, because I've listened to your presentation, and, you know, one of the things that you do is you're very straight with people. You know, it's like you're the doctor sitting down with them, telling them, here's what you have, here's how we're going to get you through it, and everything is going to be all right. And you always give them your sold sticker at the end, because they're going to need that. Because if they follow your ingredients, it works. You only charge on the ones you sell, Joe.
Right.
I always kid about that. The truth of the matter is, what you just said, you lay out a lot of money to market someone's property, but you're not mission impossible. So that's the reason why they have to listen and follow your instruction that will get them the success. I mean, as far as listing a home, as far as buying a home from Joe, I know one thing right now. He's a very good negotiator. So if you're out there, and so many times you'll get in and get up against a property that there's other offers on, you can guide them through. You're like the guide going down the river.
I'll tell you, it's fun to work with first-time buyers because all my kids were that. And sometimes I see them in what I'm dealing with. First-time buyers are about half our market right now. And a first-time transaction is a really important transaction because it makes three or four others kick off. They'll usually buy in the under 300. That person will buy in the under 400. That person will, and eventually somebody will trade down. That's the cycle we're in. So it triggers three or four. But I can tell them at the first offer, let's say the house is for sale at $300. They offer, at my advice, $260, and the person blinks back at $295. I say, okay, you're probably not going to get much below $290 on this one. But to the blink back at $285, I say, here's where I think you're going to wind up. I can probably hit it within $5,000 sitting on the sideline and not getting emotionally involved. Because when I sold in the retail space for technology, we were doing $5 to $10 million sales, very complex sales. And when we're doing this, it's complex for the people that are in the middle of it. But when you've got an expert sitting at the sidelines, it just lends it to itself to be a successful transaction. I think one of the things that I'm witnessing in the market right now is we don't have enough houses, especially in the twos, threes, and fours. What do you think we could do to make more houses? If you think about Hunterdon County, we haven't built a new house with a few exceptions in the last 10 years. And the reason we haven't built a new house is very complex, but the main reason is it costs twice as much to sell a new house as it does a used house. And that Jeff Otto says in a seminar all the time. So we're not being invested in for new construction because it's cost, people just aren't willing to pay that price in Hunterdon County. So without new construction, and there's a few developments come along, we're reselling the houses that are here. But we don't have enough, especially at the popular price points. What do you think would make us get more houses in the twos, threes, and fours?
It's a difficult thing, Joe. There's, because if you had that would solve a lot of problems. It's like that would be like having a new home subdivision come aboard, and
right,
and you know, you'd have 50 sales.
Yep.
Right. So a lot of the government that we have to deal with is what has got us to where we have, allowing to be able to change some different types of zoning to allow some things to go more condo.
Yep.
would be a big plus. To be able to zone down some different things would be a big plus. But you know, when I look back over my 43 years and I think, you know, how long it would take to get land zoned and rezoned.
It's scary.
And to where it is now, it is really
right.
Crazy. Once upon a time, we used to say, oh, we can get that through in under 2 years. Now,
no.
It's the reason why the large developers are the ones who have to sit on the land, because they're the only ones who can
right.
bankroll that stuff, Jeff.
I used to be a stockholder in Toll Brothers, and most people don't realize they just own options on land. They're playing the stock market on land, and they own options till it's right, and they have the first right of refusal on that land, and they've given somebody a few bucks to hold it. So Toll Brothers, who is building in Hunterdon County, there's two Toll Brothers developments going up. The one only new high-end one we've got, it's on Route 12, they're in the 7s, and there's a Toll Brothers 55+, and they're in the 5s and up, and that's over in
22.
The Reddington area on 22. I've looked at them personally in there to buy, and I'm not saying anything against Toll Brothers. They build a beautiful house, but it's a high-end house. We have people in the 55-pluses trying to say, I want to sell my 600. I got 50% equity. I want to take 300 buy in cash and not have a mortgage payment. You can't do that in a 600. You're really just getting rid of the maintenance factor on your house and getting to a smaller, more maintenance-free house. Then we've got the people that just can't afford to live here anymore, and that's sort of heartbreaking if they've lived all their life in Hunterdon County and now are being priced out of the county because of taxation and because of the cost of inventory. I've had several people that we've gone out and looked at 55-pluses. We've gone all the way over to Somerset County, and we looked at Canal Walk. Canal Walk has really nice houses in the 300 range and 400 range. We don't have that. We have very few here. We've sold 23 houses, if I remember my statistics correctly, because I've done that for a report I'm working on, in the 55-plus in Hunterdon County in the last year. We have only about 40 available. And most of the 40 that are available are above the price that I mentioned of 300. They're in a 475 and higher, so we're missing the mark. We're building, I'm half Polish, I can tell this joke, we're building a bridge that's got two ends that are like 20 feet higher than each other and trying to figure out how we're going to make this work. We're pricing our seniors out of it, and in effect at the very low end, do you realize that in Hunterdon County, If you earn $36,000 or less as a single person, you're considered to be low to poverty level, and you are allowable in the COA housing. That's amazing. But let's say it backwards. That means in Hunterdon County, you got to earn $36,001 to survive as a single person. If you have a family of four, it takes $75,000 to survive in Hunterdon County. And when you go shopping at the $36,000 salary level for a one-bedroom apartment and find that that one-bedroom apartment runs about $1,200 to $1,400, it represents almost half of your gross earnings, which is astronomical. You can't afford to pay for that. So people are renting. And now, as a result, we don't have many rentals. We have less than 3% vacant available rate on rentals right now. If you take a look, they're rented. So it's a complex situation. It's not what we're here to talk about. But as a result, we're short on inventory. And I constantly am working with people that are out there in the popular price points, telling them that, yeah, you may be waiting for the prices to come back, but you're not getting on with your life. And a lot of those people are in early retirement and have taken a hit because of a downsizing, and they were going to work till they were 65 or 68, and now they're 57 and they're laid off, and they don't really need what you used to do anymore. It's a tough situation to be in. So what we did with the two people that I just recently worked with, they're going to Pennsylvania. They can't afford to stay here because they can't find a housing. We're going to sell a five and change, and we're going to buy one in Pennsylvania at 2.5, and they're going to be happy campers because they don't have to go anywhere in the morning. But if you're still going to work, that's not going to work. So,
and Joe, what, I've run into a number of different people, too, who have the Sixes house with teenagers,
right,
older teenagers, who don't want the pressure or the financial
right
hit that the kids or the parent is going to take. They're selling the Sixes, buying something around four,
yep,
and using that money for education.
Right. The average student coming out of college right now, four-year college, has got $350. And every time I say that, somebody says, I wish I only had $350 in college debt that they're probably going to be paying off for 30 years. We had lunch, breakfast on Friday with Mike McDonough at RVCC, the president. Really neat guy. You'd think of a PhD, he'd be a stuffed shirt. He was more fun than somebody you met at the bar. And he was telling us some of the obstacles we have, because Hunterdon is only one of two counties in the state that doesn't have its own community college. So as a result, we support one-third of RVCC, and we have about 26% of the population over there. So almost all of the people that aren't going on to four-year colleges go to RVCC. And then you would think, because RVCC is so cheap, they would take most of their education there and just go to a finishing school. But the issue is, it is inexpensive. It's about $4,400 a year tuition, and there's no live-on-campus capability at this present time. But when you get the 60 credits, the Pell Grants die, and you cannot take 68, 90, 100 credits there and then only finish up the 20 at the next school. You got to move on to a four-year school. But RVCC is contributing very nicely. They're helping us finish off. We have three high school programs, one in North, one in Central, and one in Del Valle, that gives you 28 credits at graduation. And we have some fantastic programs. If you are considering going to a two-year college for free in Hunterdon County and going to RVC, we can make that happen, depending on your grade point average. And the STARS program allows you to get up to 3.75 grade average or higher. You can go to a four-year college and finish. So if you can go through 4 years of college in New Jersey, and in effect, what we're looking at, interesting statistics, a high school graduate earns minimum wage. A two-year college earns twice minimum wage, and they're usually the tradespeople, or very early in a career. A four-year college is earning four times minimum wage. Didn't realize that statistic till I talked to Mike the other day. And the biggest issue we have is the four-year college people going to New York to work and saying, why am I going all the way back to Hunterdon County? So we're losing them. So here's what we've got going on today in Hunterdon County, and it affects the real estate market. We're losing the 35s and under. Anybody between 35 and 65 are getting older. Our fastest growing age cohort, they call it, or population segment in Hunterdon County is the 75 to 85. And a lot of the over 65s are just moving on because they can't afford to retire here. So we're sitting with houses that, in effect, are sort of hard to sell when it gets over 500 because we don't have people that make that kind of money, and we don't have people coming to the county the way they used to. We still have a nice influx of people, but it's not what it once was. If you read, there's an article on the front page of the Star Ledger on Sunday. If you haven't read it, read it. And it wasn't talking about Hunterdon County specifically, but it was talking about the receding tide. The people that moved west are now moving back to the east a little bit. And as a result, the farther west you are, the more hard it is to sell because the work isn't out here. The lifestyle is changing. Our millennials, which we're talking about, and they're the 25 to 35s right now, envision themselves having 10 jobs over their lifetime. They don't necessarily want to buy a house. It's a different mental outlook on life than we grew up looking. And I know I went through 20-plus years in the same job, and I knew a lot of other people did the same thing. That's unheard of anymore. They aren't thinking that way. I see people coming out of college and going right into consultancy where they're working here for a month, there for 2 months, and I call it sort of prostitution. I hate to use that word, but, I mean, you're selling your body for dollars, and you're not having any longevity to a job, and you're going to be highly mobile when you do that. You're going to move around the state, around the country. Why buy a house? All of that's affecting real estate. Yet, we have the most bucolic, beautiful place to live in the state, and we have the lowest crime in the state. We have our issues, but if you compare it to the rest of the 20 other counties, healthiest county, there's no air pollution, very little crime, and the greatest outlook on life. Well, Paul, I thank you for coming in. Everybody, I will be on next week with Tom from Anita's Angels, and we're going to go through the aging in place process where you can have an option of staying in your own home and not having to look into other ways when you start to need some help. And Tom's going to go through that in a little more depth. And then the following week, I'll be back with real estate. And the following week after that, we're back with a 55 plus program on another subject matter. You can take a look online and see what's coming up. So I thank you for joining us. Let me play my commercial one more time and we'll go to the news. And guys, I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Paul, thank you for joining me today.
I really enjoyed it, Joe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Audrey Strong.
Michigan's governor accepts a challenge, and it's all related to the scandal in Flint relating to lead levels in drinking water. USA Radio's John DeMaster has details.
Governor Rick Snyder responds to his critics by drinking Flint tap water and says he's going to do it for at least the next month. He's been challenged by residents of the city to drink their water, which was contaminated by high levels of lead after the city switched its drinking water supply to the Flint River. For USA Radio News, I'm John DeMaster.
United Health Group says it will be leaving the Obamacare exchanges in all but a few states. The nation's largest health insurer says it's been losing too much money on plans created by the Affordable Care Act. The company has been selling the health plans in 34 states. United Health is one of the biggest sellers of plans on the exchanges. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Have you been to USARadio.com? The latest breaking stories, the hottest news, and the best radio all in one place. It's available for free on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can...